Patient name, John Miles, date 1-22-2013, date of birth 11-12-1925, age 87, referring physician, Hesh Majzoub, MD. New paragraph, chief complaint, patient was referred for evaluation of pains and aches in both hands, worse on the right side, accompanied with numbness and pains and aches in the shoulders, worse on the left side, period. Also abnormal lab work with positive ANA and positive rheumatoid factor, period. New paragraph, history of the present illness. Patient is an 87 years old white male who complains of pain and numbness and tingling in both hands, as well as in both shoulders, worse on the left side, period. Also pains and aches in the lower back, period. Patient had nerve conduction studies of both hands that were consistent with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, moderately severe, period. Patient had right and left carpal tunnel syndrome release by Dr. Majzoub, but in spite of this he continued to have the symptoms of pains and aches in the wrist joints, numbness in the fingers, period. According to the patient, he had repeat nerve conduction studies one day before his visit, and he was told that the carpal tunnel syndrome persisted, period. The report anyhow is not available, period. Patient mentioned that he continued to try to be active, but he has difficulty with making a hand grip, period. Patient has pains and aches in the shoulders, worse on the left side, and he's right-handed man, as well as in the lower back, and he had previous x-rays of the lower back that showed extensive DJD changes, period. New paragraph, patient had also lab work that showed the rheumatoid factor to be weakly positive. The ANA was also positive of centromere in nature, period. Patient anyhow denied any history of skin rash, no photosensitivity, no history of dry eyes or dry mouth, and there is no history of fever, period. New paragraph, allergies and non-period. New paragraph, medical diseases, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, secondary to 60 years of cigarette smoking of around 3 bags, period. Patient anyhow stopped 15 years ago, period. History of myocardial infarction in 1983, period. New paragraph, surgical operations, bilateral cataract extraction with lens implants, history of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome release, right hernia repair, appendectomy, coronary artery bypass graft and stent application, period. New paragraph, medications, tramadol 50 mg, Q 4 hours bearing for pain without relief of symptoms, meloxicam 50 mg daily, ecotrin 325 mg daily, digoxin 1, correction digoxin 125 microgram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg once a day, hytrin 1 mg once a day, levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day, Restoril 30 mg at bedtime, and Cordarone 200 mg one daily, period. New paragraph. Occupational history. Patient worked at the railroad and he did a lot of handyman jobs and he continued to be active. The last time he was employed was in 1983. Family and social history. Alcohol drinking, none. Cigarette smoking stopped 15 years ago and there is history of 60 years of 3 back birthday cigarette smoking period. Father died in his 70s and he does not know the cause. Mother died at young age as a complication of strep infection. Patient uses oxygen through nasal cannula 2 to 3 liters per minute period. Patient lives by himself and according to him his wife passed away 3 weeks ago, continued to be active and independent, but sometimes he is being helped with his son period. New paragraph, review of systems, macro 6 period. New paragraph, physical exam, general condition, well developed white male with complaint of pain and numbness in both hands and pain in the lower back and in the left shoulder period. New paragraph, blood pressure 130/70, pulse 72, respiratory rate 12, temperature normal, height 72, weight 175 period. New paragraph, macro 1, macro 2, and macro 3 period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal exam showed the following period. First, both hands showed extensive osteoarthritic changes at the wrist joints at the MCB, PIB, and DIB joints period. Patient is not able to make a complete hand grip due to lag of flexion of the second and third fingers period. Second, elbows were normal to examination period. Third, right shoulder showed mild tenderness. Left shoulder showed moderate tenderness and reduction in the range of motion period. Fourth, feet and ankles showed osteoarthritic changes at the first MTB joint period. Five, knee joints showed crepitations and mild tenderness period. 6. Hip joints were normal period. 7. Cervical and dorsal spine were essentially remarkable, but the lumbosacral spine showed tenderness maximum opposite the sacroiliac joint period. New paragraph. Phalen, P-H-A-L-E-N, and Tinel, T-I-N-E-L, signs were positive bilateral in both wrist joints period. New paragraph, ANA, correction, new paragraph, lab work, ANA was positive, titer 100-160, centromerin, correction, nucleora, in pattern period. Rheumatoid factor was mildly elevated to 23, upper limit of normal is 14, CCB antibodies were negative, CRB elevated 2.45, upper limit of normal is 0.8, CBC showed WBC 7.4000, hemoglobin 15.5, hematocrit 47.6, platelet count 243,000. Chemistry profile showed sugar elevated 125, BUN 22, creatinine 1.3. Liver function test was normal. Beard. New paragraph. Nerve conduction studies before surgery of release of carpal tunnel syndrome was consistent with bilateral carpal tunnel findings. Beard. New paragraph, X-ray of bilateral wrist were reported to have calcification in the radial and ulnar, not correction, in the radial and ulnar arteries. And lumbar spine four views showed severe multi-level DJD changes, also calcified abdominal aortic aneurysm measuring around 6 centimeters. Beard. New paragraph, assessment and impression, first, osteoarthritis and chondrocalcinosis of both hands, beard. Second, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and status post-release, but the patient continued to have symptoms, could be related to the osteoarthritis and chondrocalcinosis, beard. Third, positive ANA, nucleolar in nature and without any clinical significance, period. Fourth, weak positive rheumatoid factor, but doubt that he has rheumatoid arthritis, period. Five, osteoarthritis of the lumbosacral spine with chronic lower backache, period. Six, other medical conditions of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, respiratory failure on chronic home oxygen therapy and status post myocardial infarction with coronary artery bypass graft and stent, beard. New paragraph, treatment and recommendation regarding to the musculoskeletal symptoms, discussed the options with the patient and he agreed for intra-articular steroid injection of the right wrist and the left shoulder, beard. New paragraph, aspiration of the left shoulder and injection with dimumidrol 80 mg and lidocaine 1 cc was done, beard. New paragraph, aspiration of the right wrist along the palmar aspect and injection of dimumidrol 80 mg and lidocaine 1% was done, beard. New paragraph, patient was given Vicodin 5/500, total of 60, 1 Q6 hours PRN for pain, beard. New paragraph, advice to continue all other medications and will return in 1 week and will be re-evaluated, beard. New paragraph, thank you for this referral, copy to Hish Majzoub, MD, beard end.